理课堂听 class.com。
Violet and Sunny hurried across the courtyard, which was quite dark in the first few rays of the sun. Hurriedly, they opened the doors of the mill and looked inside. Foreman Fakatono was standing near the entrance, with his back to the two girls, pointing a finger and giving an order. The rusty sawing machine was whirring away, making that dreadful humming sound, and there was a log on the ground, all ready to be pushed into the saw. The log seemed to be covered in layers and layers of string, the string that had been inside the string machine before Klaus had smashed it. The two sisters took a better look, stepping farther into the mill, and saw that the string was wrapped around something else, tying a large bundle to the log. And when they took an even better look, peeking from behind Foreman Fakatono, they saw that the bundle was Charles. He was tied to the log with so much string that he looked a bit like a cocoon, except that a cocoon had never looked this frightened. Layers of string were covering his mouth, so he could not make a sound. But his eyes were uncovered, and he was staring in terror at the saw as it drew closer and closer.
"Yes, you little twerp," Foreman Fakatono was saying. "You've been fortunate so far, avoiding my boss's clutches, but no more. One more accident and you'll be ours, and this will be the worst accident the lumber mill has ever seen. Just imagine Sir's displeasure when he learns that his partner has been sliced into human boards. Now, you lucky man, go and push the log into the saw."
Violet and Sunny took a few more steps forward, near enough so they could reach out and touch Foreman Fakatono. Not that they wanted to do such a disgusting thing, of course, and saw their brother. Klaus was standing at the controls of the sawing machine in his bare feet, staring at the